Okay, today is Ayin Ches. So at the top of Ayin Ches, Amud Aleph yesterday, we were saying, the last thing we talked about was that there's the husband who can do hafara, he nullifies the vow, and you can have the chacham who does hatorah, he permits the vow. The difference we've been discussing is that what the Chacham does is he finds a loophole to make it that the whole vow never took effect in the first place, and the husband has the power from the Torah to chop it off, even though it's already without any reason, even though it's already taken effect. And the last thing we said yesterday was Zeh HaDovar. How do we know that the Chacham has to use the word HaTorah or something like that, and that the husband has to call it hafara? And if they use the wrong expression, if they swapped and the husband said hatara and the chacham said hafara, it's no good, because zeh hadavar, the word zeh hadavar, so the word dovar in Hebrew can mean thing, and it could also mean word. So therefore, even though we translate this is the thing that Hashem said, it also translates as zeh hadavar, this is the word, he's got to use these words that it says over here. So that is what we said yesterday. Zeh HaDavar, Chacham Matir. So that tells you just on the top of the page there. The Chacham does HaTorah in a way of permitting it. And the Ein HaBaal Matir, the husband, does not do it in a way of permitting it, which means by showing that the vow never took effect. And then we had the Tan Yidach. On the other side of the coin, Zeh HaDavar, the same Zeh HaDavar tells you, these are the words, the Baal Mefir, that the husband uses the expression of Hafara, where he knocks it off, cuts it off from where it is. But a chacham cannot do that. Because you might have thought, a kal v'chomer, madach baal she'ein matir, the husband hasn't got the power to do hatorah tadorim. You have to go to a chacham. You can have a bezdin of three, but you have to have. But otherwise, if it's a one, it has to be a chacham. So a husband cannot do hatorah by himself. Mefer, but he can do hafara by himself. He doesn't have to ask anybody else's thoughts. Is the chacham shematir, so the chacham who has a stronger power that he's able to do hatara ena din shemefer. So he would say, how much more so is he able to do hafara? Talmud leimar zeh hadavar. So therefore, we learn from zeh hadavar baal mefer vei chacham mefer, that the expression has to be the husband does hafara and not the chacham. Okay, so that was to tell us about the expression. The expressions of Dover. Now the Brisa says Vaiter. Ne'amar kan zeh hadavar. Now we're going to learn Gzeirah Shavah. It says by the Parshas Nedarim in Parshas Matos at the beginning that Moshe Rabbeinu said zeh hadavar asher tziva Hashem. And then we find ne'amar lahalon zeh hadavar b'shchut echutz. In Parshas Acharei Mois, when it talks about the prohibition of shechting a korban outside of the Beis Hamikdash, so but also Moshe Rabbeinu said to them zeh hadavar asher tziva Hashem. He uses the same word, Zeh HaDavar. There weren't too many Zeh HaDavars floating around in Chumash. Yeah, you don't have too many. So therefore, when it says a different expression, Zeh HaDavar, Zeh HaDavar, so we learn Gzeirah Shavah. There's the connection between Nedarim and Shchut Echutz. What's it telling you? So it tells you as follows. Ma Shchut Echutz, just like by Shchut Echutz, Aaron of one of Kol Yisrael, because there it starts off, Daber El... Hashem said to Moshe, "Daber al Aaron ve'al bonav ve'al kol bnei Yisrael." He says, "Tell Aaron and his sons and everybody else." Yeah, so that you don't find all the time either. That every single mitzvah should say, you know, tell Aaron and his sons and everybody. Sometimes it says "Daber al bnei Yisrael," but this one is speak to Aaron and his sons and all bnei Yisrael. So it's a sort of a more embellished expression. So that is, so just like, and so that embellishment that it's Aaron and his son, we'll see in a minute what's the point of all that, but Aaron and his sons and all Yisrael, just like, so therefore because of the Gzeirah Shavah, we apply that Aaron Ubonav Kol Yisrael to Nedarim as well, even though it says it by Shchut Echutz. Yeah? It's Af Parshas Nedarim, so also by the laws of Nedarim, Aaron Ubonav Kol Yisrael. Which we'll see in a minute what that means exactly. It's referring to the fact that Chol Yisrael means anybody. So we're going to say that anybody can be involved in the three-man panel for Hatorah Sedarim. Oma Khan, and the other way around, we learn out from Nedarim to Shchut Echutz. Ma Khan, Rosh Hamatos. By Nedarim, it says the expression, the heads of the tribes. Zaf Lahalon. So we apply that also to Shchut Echutz, also the concept of Rashi Hamatis. Now, we don't know what that means yet. Yeah, what do you mean, Rashi Hamatis? What have they got to do with Shchut Echutz? So that's the Gzeirah Shava. So now the Gemara is going to go through and explain what on earth do we mean by all of this stuff. So number one, Parshas Nedarim L'may Hilchasa. So the first thing was that it was said that the Aaron of Vana V'Kol Yisrael applies to the laws of Nedarim. L'may Hilchasa, what does that mean that applies Aaron of Vana V'Kol Yisrael? What does that tell you? Amar Rav Acher Bayankiv L'hachshe Shloisha Hedyoitis. That it can be Kol Yisrael, it can be anybody. Even any three people, they don't have to be specifically qualified to do the Hataras Nedarim. So the Gemara asks, 1 minute, it's all good and well to learn Gzeirah Shavah and say it's Kol Yisrael, but you can't take and make Gzeirah Shavah to tell you the opposite of what it says Mefurish, that Moshe said this to the Rashi Hamatos. So if it's said to the Rashi Hamatos, it's the heads of the tribes, not to any three just unqualified people. So what's going on? So Rashi Hamatos means that the head of the tribe, that means, well, who does it mean? A leader, an expert. So the expert, he can do it all by himself. You only need one expert. He takes the one rabbi who knows what he's talking about, and he can do Hataras Nedarim. But the concept of Aaron of Vana V'Kol Yisrael is to tell you, if you don't have the one rabbi who's the expert, you take any three people, and they can say they can be Matir and Eder.
Which also tells you that Rashi Hamatos has to be a rabbi and not a political administrative leader.
Oh, yeah, there's a thing about that coming up. we'll get to it soon. Okay, Rashi Hamatos, so that was why it says, that's what it teaches you to say Aaron of Vana V'Kol Yisrael regarding the Dorim. Now, the next part, Rashi Hamatos, so now we're saying, because of the Gzeirah Shavah, we're taking what it says over here and applying it to there, and what it says over there and applying it to here. So the next question is, Rashi Hamatos b'shut echut. So we're taking the words Rashi Hamatos, heads of the tribes, and we're applying it to the laws of shechting a carbon, the prohibitions of shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. L'may Hilchasa. So what does that tell you? Why does it say Rashi Hamatos over there? It's Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes tells you, Loimar sheyesh she'ela behegdish. What do the Rashi Hamatos do? This is the expert. So that's referring to the concept of Hataras Nedarim, which is generally by a Chacham, even though you could do three Hedyotis, and we're applying it to Karbonis. What on earth has it got to do with Karbonis? To teach you that you can sort of be Matir Neder on a Hekdish. You took an animal and you said, Harezu Oila, and you made it Hekdish. So that's just like any other vow, so to speak. And you can go to the Chacham, and you can be Matir Neder, and it's not, and you cancel it. Yeah. And then you cancel it, but you uproot it from the first place. Yeah, so the fact that Rashi Hamatos applies to Karbonis teaches you that there's such a thing as Hataras Hektish, just like Hataras Nedarim generally, there's Hataras Hektish. So that's what Rav Sheshes says. So the Gemara says, parenthetically over here, okay, that's all very good, according to Beis Hillel. We know that Beis Shammai have a general view that you cannot be matir a hektish. That whole idea that you can take a hektish and you can uproot it in a way of Hataras Nedarim, change your mind, or prove that you didn't really mean it, or whatever you call Hataras Nedarim, on hektish it, that applies, that's only according to Beis Hillel says you can do that. But Beis Shammai say you can't do that. It's according to Beis Shammai, Rashi Hamatos, so according to Beis Shammai, what do we learn from the application of the words Rashi Hamatos back to the laws of Shchut Echutz? Answer to the Gemara, very simple. Beis Shammai less look Gzeirah Shavah. Beis Shammai taka don't agree with the Gzeirah Shavah. We know that Gzeirah Shavah is something, even though it's based on the fact that the same word is used in two different places, but it's not the sort of thing that you can just make up. Any person just come along and say, oh, this word here, this word there, I'm going to chuck them together. It has to be something which is a traditional thing that the people learn from their teachers, back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So, as with all good traditions, over time, there becomes different people get a little bit changing direction. So, in Beis Shammai's tradition, there is no Gzeirah Shavah of Zeha Dover to Zeha Dover. So, therefore, they don't apply one to the other.
So, how do they know all the things that apply?
Oh. Moshe, you've been learning too much Gemara. You know how the Gemara thinks. Okay, so that's the first thing that they don't have the Gzeirah Shavah. Yeah, is a bazaar. It's the first question before we even get to Moshe's question. That if there's no Gzeirah Shavah, so why does it say Zeha Dover altogether? Yeah, we're saying the whole Zeha Dover is an unusual expression to make Gzeirah Shavah from it. But if you're telling me there is no Gzeres Shavah, Mr. Beis Shammai, is Zehadovar Beparshas the Dorim Maksiv? So what does he do with Zehadovar Beparshas the Dorim? Loimer, that's the one to tell you, the Chacham Matir Vein Baal Matir. That's what we started this whole topic with on the top of the page, to tell you that the Chacham has to use the Lashon of HaTorah, and the husband doesn't use the word of HaTorah. And similarly, Baal Mefer, the husband, uses the expression of HaFarah, Vein Chacham Mefer, and the Chacham cannot do HaFarah in the way the husband does. Okay, so that's what the Zehadovar applies to what? To the Nidorim. Zehadovar b'shchut l'chutz l'maksiv. And what will he do with the Zehadovar that it says regarding the shchita of a carbon outside? This is the chiyuv of shechting the carbon outside of Beis Hamikdash. What does it say, Zehadovar? I'm to tell you, Zehadovar. Yeah, it's al shchita on this thing, because the next one is ish ish asher yishchat. Yeah, that's the expression in Acharei Mois. One, any person who shechts a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so he's chayv koris. Yeah, but zehadover, but only this and only this. That al shechita b'chutz is chayv, ve'en chayv al malika, but not for malika. What's malika? When you bring a korban, that's a bird, so you don't shecht the bird. This is in honor of Mr. Lobenstein's yard site. I have these great memories of Mr. Lobenstein shechting the birds, and then he throws it in the bin, and the bird comes flying out again. Anyway, those were the good old days. But when it comes to karbonis, you don't shech the bird. You do malika, which is just the kohen kills it with his fingernail, the long fingernail. Yeah, but that's not asher yishchat, and therefore that's excluded. So if someone takes a bird, which is a karbon, and he malikas it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he's not chayef for shchut echutz. So that's what we learn from the Zehadavar. Okay, so that's all good and well. Now comes Moshe's question. So now the Beis Shammai don't have the Gzeres Shavah, so they don't learn Aru Vonav Kol Yisrael applies to vows to the Dorim. Is there a Beis Shammai lahachshir gimel hajoytis min olam? So then how do they know that you can have just a three-man panel of ordinary people, and you can do matineda that way? Answers the Gemara, Nafka Lahum, Rav Asi Bar Noson. They learn out from what Rav Asi Bar Noson said. That Rav Asi Bar Noson says, the Pasuk says, when it comes to the Karbonis in Parshas Emor, Vaidaber Moshe Smeyade Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Moshe said to the Bnei Yisrael, the times when you make Yontif, yeah, based on Rosh Chodesh. You decide when Rosh Chodesh is, and therefore you get to decide as a corollary of that, when will be Yontif, yeah? Because if you decide when the first day of the month is, then your decision confirms when the 15th of the month is. So that means, and there we know it says there, Eile Mayade Hashem Shatikro Eitzam B'Mayadam. So we learn Eitzam is without a vav there in the Torah, so it's Atem, that you call it. Who decides when is Rosh Chodesh? It's the Bezdin decides. The people decide when is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it's our call, when is Yontif going to be? So the Brisa says, "Vatanya." So Reb Asi Bar Noson is explaining. We got a pasuk that Moshe told Mayade Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, and Vatanya, we learned in a Brisa. Reb Yosef Glili Omer Mayade Nemru. It applies to the Mayadim, to Yomim Tovim. It applies. Abaloi Nemru Shabbos Breches Imoim, but excluding Shabbos. Shabbos is not up to you to decide that I feel like making Shabbos on Sunday this week. Yeah, Shabbos comes whether you like it or not. Bezdin hasn't got a right to change the day of when Shabbos is.
But even deciding Rosh Chodesh, technically they're not even deciding when
Nowadays we do, because we have a fixed calendar that was made by Hillel Hasheni.
There's a din in Rambam, if the Eidim didn't turn up, and they me'abel Chodesh, and then the Eidim come in the middle of the month, and they're coming as some
examine,
they take Rosh Chodesh back one day. Yep.
So the Bezdin is the one who can
pay. The Bezdin have a right to, they can tell, if the witnesses turn up, they can tell the witnesses, you know what, go stay in a hotel overnight, come back tomorrow. So they can fudge it.
It's like the Hanukkah.
As we learn in Rosh Hashanah, in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, we learn that there are certain reasons why they can fudge it if it's going to come out, if things aren't going to work out well. For example, the fact that we have... We don't want Yom Kippur to come out on a Sunday, so they Beis Din had the right to fudge it. So not by 15 days. They couldn't make a new moon come out in the middle of the month, but within the 1 or 2 days leeway, they could fudge it.
As the Rebbe points out in the Sicha, their Psach Din is Koyveya the Metzius in the physical world.
Right, but well,
when the Beis Din paskens that it's a Shchoidish,
but they couldn't do it on the 15th of the month.
It has to be within the realms of.
So the Gemara says, like Toy Boy Inchi. So therefore.
In order for Sukkot to come out in Chagasi, for whatever they.
So I think it's in order for Pesach to be Chodesh Avi, they would make a leap month. So all of these things, the Chachamim had a power to do that regarding Yontif. They could fudge things to make Yontif come out the way they wanted, but by Shabbos they can't. So that's the one thing. Ben Azai Yomer, and Ben Azai adds on Moyadei Nemru, that the Bezdin has a right to do things when it comes to Moyadim, but Lo Nemar Pashas Nedarim Imohim. What on earth has that got to do? We'll see in a minute. Yeah, but Parshas Nedarim is not included in that, those rights of Fadlis. So the question is like this. So it comes along. So that's a Brisa. Rabbi Yosef really says that it doesn't refer to Shabbos, and Ben Azai says it doesn't refer to Nedarim. So what's going on is Rabbi Asi Bar Noson, who we started with, Kashalei Hamas Nisa. Rabbi Asi Bar Noson heard this Brisa, and he didn't understand the Brisa. What are they talking about, Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Ben Azai? So he went to try to get someone to explain it to him. It's also the Nahardo. So he went to Nahardo, the Kamed Rav Sheshes, before Rav Sheshes. He couldn't find Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was on holidays. He slept all the way to Nahardo to find Rav Sheshes to ask him what it means, and Rav Sheshes wasn't home. So also Abbas on Mechuzah. He found that he was having a holiday in Mechuzah, so he followed him to Mechuzah. Omalei. So he says to him, I don't understand what Rabbi Yisrael Glili said. Rabbi Yosef Glili said, "Mayadei Hashem Namru, v'lo Namru Shabbos Brish Nimoin." It's only in Mayadim, but not Shabbos. Shabbos is not included with them. V'aksiv Shabbos Nimoin. If you look in Chumash, when it says there about the Parshas on Mayadim and Emor, yeah, the very first thing it says is Shabbos before it says Pesach. Yeah, before Pesach is Shabbos, right there. So what do you mean Shabbos isn't there? It is there. It's right there. Have a look at Chumash. V'su. And the other part, Mayadei Hashem Namru v'lo Parshas Nedarim, to exclude the laws of Nedarim, that doesn't come under this power of the Chachamim. One second, V'hamesitrak Siva. It's right after it. At the end of it, we don't always realize because we have a week's break in between. But the end of Parshas Pinchas is Mayadei Hashem, is all the Karbonis of the Yom Tovim. And the very next words is Vaidava Moshe Rosh Matos. The next parsha is Matos. And the next sentence is Nedarim. Yeah? So one sentence finishes off with Yontif, and the next sentence is Nedarim. So what do you mean Nedarim isn't put together with Yontif? It sure is put together with Yontif. It's right next to it. So he says, I don't understand, but the Brisa is saying, Rabasi Bar Noson asked to Rav Sheshes. So he says to him, Hachigatani, turn the page. Mayadei Hashem, Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin. That it means like this. When it comes to Yontif, it needs the sanctification of Bezdin. Bezdin have to announce Rosh Chodesh, and Memela Bezdin are announcing when Yontif is. Shabbos Breishis, it doesn't mean it's not said that you don't find Shabbos written in Chumash. He means in Halacha that it doesn't apply to Shabbos. That Shabbos Breishis ain't Tzricha Kiddush Bezdin. You don't need Bezdin to announce that Shabbos will be Shabbos. Shabbos will be Shabbos even if no one announces anything. The seventh day comes, it's Shabbos. Now, what about the Nedarim? This is why we brought this. What's Nedarim got to do with anything? So we told him it means like this. Mayadei Hashem Tzrichim Mumcha. Just that when you want to make Rosh Chodesh, who makes Rosh Chodesh? Not any three people hanging around. The Beis Din HaGadol, Sanhedrin, they made, you had experts who made Rosh Chodesh. So just like you need... So that is, but Mayadei Hashem needs experts, but Ein Parshas Nedarim Tzrichin Mumcha. But yes, but he was saying that it excludes in that halacha the laws of Nedarim, that Nedarim do not need an expert like the Sanhedrin. Afilu based in Hedyotis, even a simple three-man panel of ordinary people is good enough. So what do you do with the simple words of Rashi and Matz? This is what we asked before in Beis Hillel when they learned from Zehadovar. So now that we're Shammah learning from here, it's the same thing. If it's an expert, it can be one. If it's Rashi and Matz, it would be even one. And if it's not Rashi and Matz, then it can be three. So we haven't got time to do the whole long run inside, but the Ran talks like Moshe talked about what sort of an expert. The Ran says that he has to be. There's a whole opinion of Machlokes in the Ran and the Rambam whether this expert has to have smicha or not, or he just a person who's knows what he's doing. So what's a mumcha? It doesn't say a musmach. So the Ram brings that he has to be a musmach because it's Moshe ve'Aaron has to be like Moshe and Aaron when it said they're Elam Ayadei Hashem. Yeah? And it means that, and just Elam Ayadei Hashem was the Sanhedrin, so Moshe and Aaron who were Mosmachim. I happened to be sitting next to Rabbi Telzner yesterday at the bris when I was preparing this, and I said to him, where did Moshe and Aaron get smicha from? Moshe and Aaron got smicha, but they went to the smicha program. So he says, oh, yeah, for sure they had smicha. I said, yeah, for sure. And who gave it to them? Oh, well, probably in Yeshiva's Shem Ve'Ever they had smicha, you know. I said, oh, Azegor, and who gave Shem Ve'Ever smicha?
The Rambam describes smicha. So, he says it goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the point.
So how did Moshe get smicha? Yeah, okay.
So he says to me,
Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have smicha. How do you know that? Just like we know, how do you know Moshe Rabbeinu wore a yarmulke? Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went. Moshe went without a yarmulke. So he must have worn a yarmulke. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have smicha. Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Anyway. So we discussed that a bit. Rabbi Johnson was sitting on the other side of me. So we were talking about maybe Moshe Rabbeinu again. Moshe Rabbeinu put his hand. The sakosi chapi over Moshe Rabbeinu's eyes, so he shouldn't see. But smicha is not on the eyes; smicha is on the back. Anyway, the only place we see the word smicha in this Indian by Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yeshua. That's the first place where smicha is mentioned somewhere. Anyway, I'll call upon him. It's an interesting discussion. Well, you must say something. I don't know where they know that from, but that's what it says. Anyhow, we move on because have to continue. Okay, next words in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Okay, so that's about the Gzeirah Shavah. Now we go on to a slightly different topic. Rabbi Chanina says, Hasheisek al menas lemekat. The guy, the husband is silent, but he intends, why is he silent? He just wants to draw her along. He really plans to nullify the vow, but he wants to teach her a lesson that she shouldn't make these frivolous vows. So he's silent for the moment, planning to later on nullify it. Is then Mefer he can nullify it. Afilu mikan v'ad yod yomim, even if it's even 10 days later he can do it. Since he already thought in his mind he's not going to validate it, he's going to cancel it. So therefore he doesn't have to tell her about it. He can cancel it 10 days later and he can let her stew for a while. That's what Rabbi Chanina says. It's Masiv Rava. The Rava asked the question. Hey, Masai Yama, we learned this before. When was it that they say Mesa Bal Nisrek Nevishus La'av? We learned in the previous parak. When is it, or in this parak even, when does it apply that if the husband dies? So we said if there's a Nara Hamurasa, the husband and the father do it together. What happens if the husband dies? Nisrek Nevishus La'av, then the permission goes back to the father. When does that apply? Bizman Shalei Shoma Habal. If the husband didn't hear about it. Or he heard about it and he didn't say anything. Or he heard about it and he nullified it. And he died on the same day, so you still have an opportunity to nullify it. But what happens if the husband heard about it and he confirmed it before he died? Or he heard about it and he was silent. Whatever that means. And he died the next day. I mean, he was silent all of the day that he heard about it. And then he didn't do anything that day. And he died the next day. Then it's too bad for the father. So that implies that the husband's silence means that if he dies afterwards, it's bad luck. And you can't go back to the father. Is my love, and doesn't that mean even b'shoshekam and aslameka? Let's say the husband was quiet because he wanted to stir her up, to keep her hanging, waiting to see what's going to happen. Yeah, and what happened? He was silent, and the next day he dropped dead. Then it's bad luck. You said Rav Chanina that he can do it even for the next 10 days. But if he can do it for the next 10 days, and when he drops dead, it should go back to the father. Oh, but then it should go back to the father. If the husband still had the koyach to do it, then it should be transferred back to the father if the husband died. But if it doesn't transfer back to the father, that implies that the husband couldn't have done it either. So what are you telling me? Answers the Gemara Loi. When it says that it doesn't go back to the father, when he's silent because he's planning to remain silent and to fulfill it, then it can't go back to the father. Fred the Gemara Ihachi, if so, Hainu Oisham of Akiyim. That's the same thing as hearing and confirming. Ella means B'Shoisek Stam. It means he hadn't decided what to do. If he hadn't decided what to do, then the next day is too late. But if he was mamish planning to nullify it, then he can still do it the next day. Masiv Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda asked the question of Chanina also. Chaymi b'hakem b'hafer. We have a stringency that applies to confirmation that doesn't apply to nullification. Of a hafer b'hakem, we have a stringency that applies to nullification doesn't apply to confirmation. Chaymi b'hakem. What is the strictness of confirmation. Shashtika mikayemes. Just by being quiet without saying a word, that already confirms the vow. But ain't shtika mevatelus. You can't cancel it by being quiet. Yeah. And similarly, kiyem beliboy kayem. If he fulfilled it in his mind, that's already confirmed. Hafer beliboy. But if he nullified it in his mind, it ain't mufer. It doesn't work. Even though we said in Shabbos that it does, but as Aram points out, that was when he tells her to go and eat it. She makes it not to eat chont, and he doesn't say it's mufra, but he says, here, go and eat some chont. So then, even in his mind, he had that he's nullifying it, then that works. But if he didn't tell her to go and eat the chont, he didn't say a word, then what he's had in his mind doesn't help. If he's confirmed that he cannot afterwards change his mind and nullify, hefer and yachalakayim. So this is not a chomer, this is just a general thing that this Rashi is telling you. Is katani. So what do we say in there? Shashtiko mekayemes. That silence confirms. Is my love, isn't it? Even when he's silent, intending later, and he's only being silent to drag her along to teach her a lesson. Nevertheless, it confirms. Not like you, Rabbi Chanina, that he can still change his mind 10 days later. After the Gemara, loy b'shoisuk b'nas l'kayim. Only when he's silent, intending to confirm it, then he cannot change his mind. Fred the Gemara, if that's the case, hainu kiyem b'liboy. Silence and intending to keep it, confirm it, is the same as having in mind that he's confirming. Ella, so the Gemara says, you're right. But what is it? B'shoisik stam. If he's silent stam without having anything in mind that he's going to decide later, then if the day passed he cannot, then it's mekayim, then it's confirmed. But if he is silent, intending to nullify it, he can still do it the next day. All right, leave it up here.